Nick Rad. Now, I've got a guest with me right now who I got introduced to very, very recently from a friend of mine who said, there's a new comedy night going on and he's going to be raising money for a very good cause and there's some amazing comedians coming up. I said, bring him on. Let's get him on the show, promote the new night and find out what it's all about. I've got Anthony Skinner in the studio. G'day, Anthony.
Hey, how are you, Mick?
Good, man. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's you know, I love comedy nights. I've got two comedy nights tonight. I've got to decide on which one I'm going to go to. But look, yeah. I think yours is going to win. Because you got a really great lineup coming on down at the Potts Point Hotel. And it's the return of Magic Mike Comedy Night. What do you mean by return? When did it start?
Well, basically, I've had about a month to fix it up. So we moved venues just to change of ownership. So you know, they had a different vision and, you know, I wanted to take it to the next level. It was an open mic where I sort of let 40 wild ragtag kids on. And now it's a tighter ship, professional. Yeah. You know, this venue has the money to pay me. And, you know, I've realized, like, I'm working, I've got a job outside of this, but, you know, the ticket money there's no reason a portion of it shouldn't go to charity.
Yeah. That's damn generous because I know there's not a lot of money in comedy. but obviously the charity that you're donating money to means something close to you.
Yeah, so in the last 3 weeks or so, I've lost 4 friends to suicide.
Which is
heartbreaking. You know, when I think about it, it's my friend's brother was one of them. He was only 20 years old. And you know, there is a bit of responsibility there. Like, we should be calling our friends more often, you know what I mean, and checking in on them. You know, everyone's always busy, but, you know, it's only a phone call. Like, we've lost the art of phone calls now. But, so yeah, the charity I'm this month, each month's going to be a different charity. And this month will be Lifeline Australia.
Mm-hmm. Very worthy cause. And it's one of those numbers that always get quoted at the end of articles and stories regarding, you know, mental health and suicide and things like that. Yeah. So while we are talking about this, and we probably should give it a trigger warning for things like that, but Lifeline is 13 11 14 if you ever want to call them, because they're an amazing service. So a portion of money is going towards that. Magic Mike Night is back and is at the Potts Point Hotel. Is a new, you know, you said you're turning it from an open mic into a semi-pro sit of night. Mm-hmm. How does that make it different, you know? Obviously, open mics can be pretty loose.
Oh, yeah. Dangerously loose sometimes. Well, the difference is, I mean, it's going to have the same sort of energy and atmosphere that I've always done from creating the room. I created it from 6 people showing up and one staff member as an audience to full house pretty much every week, except for like a few bad ones when the weather was real bad. One time it was hailing, we still had a full house. So, I mean, it all depends what's on, but it's going, you know, the venue itself is it's bigger, it's much better, more acoustically sound. It sounds better, looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been running this basically with a desk lamp and I'm sponsored by Rode, but I don't know who you guys have. But yeah, so, I mean, it's been on by a thread.
It's a Rode mic. Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, that's the Procaster.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got some at home.
Now, kicking it off tonight, it's going to be from about 7 p.m. at Potts Point Hotel. Yeah. Now, you've got a pretty cool headliner tonight to kick it all off, too.
Cameron James. So he's SBS. He does a few things on the feed.
He does. He's done a lot of stuff with Becky Lucas. He's got a great podcast that he does with her as well as other people. We had him on the show once. Actually, we had him and Becky on together. And it's just mayhem when those two get together, I tell you what. Loving his work on the feed. He's got a lot of those little videos.
There's a lot of videos on there, I've noticed. The one recently I liked was he does a bullying one where he brings out the bully to meet the girl that she bullied.
That's right,
yeah. And he sort of just ends up siding with the bully because she's doing so well.
She's being so funny. It's
yeah.
I remember that one. That was pretty good. So Cameron James will be the headliner tonight, but it's all hosted by someone as well.
Yeah, so we've got Cameron Duggan. He's been doing it 7+ years, I think.
Yeah, veteran. Right.
He's one of my favorites. So basically, whenever he's on, you'll see all the comics stand up and go and like try and find a spot to catch him and watch him.
Yeah.
Because he's just downright hilarious. He's like a comics comic. Like, I saw someone heckle him once, and the rest of his set was just him arguing, like telling him about how he's going to find out where he lives and it's not going to be good.
Well, that's a good hint then. Don't heckle Cameron Duggan. That's as simple as that. Well, don't heckle anyone. Don't heckle any of the comedians. And then you've got a whole bunch of others tonight as well. You got a list there?
Yeah, I've got the list there. So we've got a few drop-ins as well. So we've got Eric Patrick from LA.
Yeah.
He's writing a few shows here and stuff like that. We've got Kyle Legacy, who's back from Edinburgh and everything like that. So, and then we've got some local heroes. So we've got Lauren Bonner, Billy Darcy, Andrew Bensley, and John Zanos, with Anthony Licascio supporting.
Nice.
What's some other special things I can drop on you? next week. So, Steve Hofstadter from LA.
Yeah.
He's known as the heckler destroyer, I guess. if you just Google Steve Hofstadter, there is hundreds and hundreds of videos of him destroying hecklers.
Yeah, right.
I thought it might have been contrived, but he was here a year ago and did Magic Mike, and some girl was drunk in the front and he just made her get up and leave, almost crying.
Oh,
yeah, well, the whole crowd was crying in laughter, but she was definitely was crying. She wasn't laughing.
She might have had a little too, a few too many.
Yeah.
I guess there's all different styles. I've seen a lot of comedy nights, especially, you know, sometimes open mic, sometimes these sort of ones where different people get up. It can be exciting to see not only the experienced comedians, but these young up-and-comers that, you know, they're just starting out, they're just giving their best, and then you see them get better and better every time. Yeah. You must have seen a lot of that over the years.
Yeah, so that's most of my lineups now are built from the regulars that I've sort of helped. I've given them the opportunity to hone their craft over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
So now, like, people like John Zanos, he's done, like, a few big corporate functions and stuff like that. Lauren's obviously a killer, but who else? We've got throughout the rest of the year, so I've got six shows, six Wednesdays before we go on break.
Yeah.
This one being the first. It gives me an opportunity. It's the next step for me, but it's also the next step for them.
Yep.
So I've watched them start from the beginning, and now I get to see them, like, hit this next level with a pro show.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, you know, I'll be booking them as the headline spot. So it's just the next step.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's like when you catch a band or a musician really early on, you know, you get to see them in their career. The comedian's the same thing. You go see the open mics and then you just watch them.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I've had to watch them every week because I run the room, which can be sometimes terrible, but it's worked out pretty well.
So this is on at Potts Point, which is very close to King's Cross, which we know has pretty much been dying over the last few years due to lockout laws.
Yeah,
there is a bill going up to the government to try and repeal the old lockout laws
this week.
I heard that maybe King's Cross was going to be excluded from that repeal, though. So I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
what'll
happen? Not surprise me in the slightest. Yeah. Like, yeah, all right, we're getting rid of the lockouts, but you know what? We're going to double down. No one's allowed out at night time in King's Cross anymore.
Yeah. I feel like they've already won the government by basically clearing everyone out. All the departments are just going up now.
Well, yeah, it's great for me because you know, my shows now. I used to help run nightclub events, which, you know, where it took a hit there, but now I'm running comedy shows that finish at, you know, 10 latest.
Hey, you're not affected by lockouts.
Yeah, so perfect. Yeah, so I can bring on the apartments, you know.
You're just adapting to society.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's just a chameleon or a virus.
I guess it's actually an interesting point. Lockout laws may not have really affected the comedy circuit as much as, you know, nightclubs and late night music shows.
The way it does affect it is that King's Cross as a whole, so it's helped out comedy in Newtown and places like that.
Yeah,
in inner city, in inner west, but CBD comedy has sort of taken a hit.
Yeah, okay.
Because people aren't going to King's Cross anymore, just in general.
Yeah.
So we've lost the population there. Now we're gaining a population from the apartments. But
yeah.
I mean, is it a population that's going to want to come see comedy?
I don't know.
We're gonna
have to appeal to them, hey?
Yeah, might have to go on some radio.
Well, here we are. Anthony, thanks so much for popping down. Tonight, it's all kicking off. Potts Point Hotel. You better get there. Jeez,
I don't know. Yeah, well, it's every Wednesday. So
every Wednesday, 7 o'clock till around 10 or something. And there's some really good deals on the Facebook event for grabbing a burger, grabbing a ticket. Also, get some charcuterie.
I'll never learn how to say that.
I love a good charcuterie board.
Yeah.
with your significant other, you can grab that. There's some good deals on there. So we'll pop a link up on the website for that.
Yeah, perfect.
And good luck with it all. Hope it goes great.
Excellent.
Take it over, Cam. Cam times two.
Yeah. Three cams are better than one.
That's it. See you later.
Thanks for having me.